This week in drone news, we have four stories for you. The price for the DJI Mavic 3 Pro was leaked. Yet another bill to prevent first responders from doing their job, this time in California. We have an organized drone crime ring that was busted. And then lastly, some upcoming events and then more deep dive from us. Let's get to it. Your first story this week is a follow-up to the rumors of a DJI Mavic 3 Pro. Vertigo Drones has leaked the drone's price along with an image confirming the three different camera setup. The leak combo, the drone plus the RC Pro, would come out to be around $3,600. Now, interestingly, a screenshot of the leak says plainly, this product has not been officially announced yet, and details are subject, and then dot dot dot, probably to change. Now, we're wondering if this is actually a leak that was done on purpose, or if this is an accidental one. DJI actually just sent an email regarding the Mavic 3 Pro, what it looks like would be the Mavic 3 Pro, which would be released on April 25th at 9 a.m. It's called Inspiration in Focus, so we will let you know when that happens. And pretty sure this is going to be the Mavic 3 Pro. The second story this week is yet another bill that will prevent public safety agencies from effectively doing their job. This time is in California. AB 740 is working its way through committees and is aiming to ban DJI drones from being used by government unless the drone is NDAA compliant, which we know it's not. Now, the bill is sponsored by Skydio and then supported by AUVSI, and it would require non-NDAA drones to be phased out by 2025. Government contractors are included in this ban, but this does not apply to consumer or any other commercial users. We always get that question when we talk about DJI bans. Now, we'll let you know if we hear anything else about this, and we'll move on to the next story. Your third story this week is two drone crime rings that have been busted. Now, federal agents have been able to dismantle these two major drone operations that were delivering drugs and contraband into a U.S. penitentiary in California, Leavenworth and Pleasant Valley State Prison. The defendants have been charged with various conspiracy and drug possession offenses. The defendants are alleged to have coordinated multiple drone deliveries of contraband to prisons across the state using smuggled cell phones and then dropping packages of contraband into the prison for distribution amongst the inmates. Now, this is not the first time we've seen this before. In this case, they were finally caught. The maximum penalty for this type of charges is $10 million in fine and then life imprisonment. So, as always, don't be that guy. All right, and your final story this week is all about what we've been working on. We just put out two new deep dive courses for the Skydio X2 and the Skydio 2 in the last couple of weeks. You can find them on the website. Both are about an hour long and are very similar to the other deep dives that you are used to getting from us. Now, we've also got some upcoming events that we'd like to share with everyone. We'll be at AUVSI Exponential in Denver, May 9th through May 11th. And you can find us at booth 2643, meet the team, and then talk about drones. So we hope to see you there. And then one more event before we go. We will have a live Q&A on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. So be sure to join us on the YouTube channel. This is going to be 1 hour long. We're going to answer as many questions as we can, just like the last time we did this. It was a ton of fun, so I hope to see you there. And as always, you have a great week, and we'll see you next week.